And Michael, congratulations. You must be really chuffed to have come to the Mad Stad and come away with a win.
Yeah, obviously the boys are delighted. Very tough game for both sides, and we came out on the right side of it today, and it was just one of those games. We felt all along during the week that it was going to be a couple of points in it, and it was great that the boys stuck in, and we got ahead near the last 10 minutes, and then we were under an awful lot of pressure. But survived that, which was great.
Absolutely. 19-10 at one point, about 10-15 minutes into the second half. The way you guys sort of, as you say, fought back but then showed the resolve to hang on going forward, that's going to give you a lot to build on.
Yeah, it's a good game to win. Again, at that point, 19-10, London Irish, you know, were looking dangerous and comfortable. But our guys upped the pace a bit and kept them under pressure, and it was great to stay in the match. And then we got a try and conversion from the touchline by Greg, and then knocks over the winning score then. So, I mean, that's great.
And competition for places in this squad. You look at the established Scotland internationals, you have some of the other guys on the fringe and the younger guys that are coming through as well. As you move forward, that must be quite pleasing.
Yeah, I think it is very pleasing. And I think a key element for us are players like Harry Leonard, Matt Scott, Grant Gilchrist, and Gregor Hunter, who didn't play today. These guys coming through, and Stuart McInally scoring his first try for the club today, and Lee Jones, two guys who weren't regulars last year in the side, and Dave Denton is a big player for us. He has been all season, and all those guys have stepped up to the plate.
And young Harry, obviously a former London Irish A Academy player as well. It's a nice story for him.
Nice story for him. Yeah, he had a lot of people actually at the match today cheering him on. So. Yeah, it was good. He's a good lad. I mean, he's quality, really. But he listens, you know, and he controls his emotions on the pitch, which you need to have at 10. And he's learning, so he's in a good position.
From your point of view, obviously a win at Treviso last week as well. As you stamp your authority, obviously, on this role and continue to grow, you pleased with how it's going?
Yeah, I think last week's match was and last week's win away from home was very important to us, because even though we played good rugby in patches this season so far, we actually put together a very good second half, in particular against Treviso, and I think the boys had a bit of confidence there that if, you know, we stuck into the game, that we could do if we just were our attention to detail was good on the day, which it was today, and we just basically ground that win out, and I think potentially some of it came from the week before.